Later in Perakov Aleph, this week's Parsha, the Torah speaks about someone who's killed by Bezdin for his sins. The body needs to be hung on a tree. Simple pshat as to why the body is hung on a tree is to send the message out that others should not follow in his ways. But interestingly, the very next pasuk says, Lo talin nivlato al ha'etz. The body should not be left overnight on the tree. Ki kavor tikberenu bayomahu. The body should be buried that day before nightfall. We're torn here between, on the one hand, wanting to send out a message, and on the other hand, not wanting the body to lie on the tree overnight. Why, continues the pasuk, Ki kilalat elokim talui. The curse of God is hanging. What does this mean? So the Ibn Ezra in his first pshat says, Bavor shibirech Hashem. We're talking about someone who cursed God, or maybe through his sins made a statement against God. And hanging that out is spreading the word about someone who sinned, and that we don't want. Ibn Ezra in his next explanation, Al-Derech HaPshat, he says that the klala of such a person spreads by him being hung. What exactly does this mean? Many explain that it means hygienically. The dead body isn't healthy to leave out in public. The Ramban, building off the next part of the pasuk that Ibn Ezra speaks about in the next part of his words, V'yesh lo sod davek banefesh, the pasuk continues, Ki kilalat elokim talui, V'lo titameyet admatcha, Asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha nachala. Don't be metame the land that God has given you as an inheritance. The Ibn Ezra mentions that this shows you there's more, and the Ramban explains this more by saying that the concept of sin and death and having to kill someone in this way defiles the beautiful sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. So on the one hand, we want to send out a message. On the other hand, we don't want to leave it out for that long. Rashi, though, quotes a third explanation. Not a hygienic danger, not a spiritual danger, but what this represents for God himself. Kilalat Elokim Talui, Rashi explains this, Zilzulo Shel Melech. Because a human being is created in the image of God, the Sforno elaborates and says he has intellectual capability. I'll add, creative capability. And when we see this in its worst form, dead, because of sin, it radiates something negative, generates something negative about God's presence himself. In fact, the source for Rashi and the Sforno is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Rebbe Meir gives a mashal and says, there were two brothers, twin brothers, a king and a bandit. The bandit was finally caught and hung, and people looked at the hanging body of the bandit and said, look, the king is hanging. The nimshal is scary. The notion that God and man are twins, and they're twins because God invests creative intellectual ability in man to be like God. And when we fail, it resonates something kaviyachal about God himself. We see from here how seriously we have to take ourselves and our potential, created b'tzelem elokim, to use it for what's right and avoid what's wrong.